Secretary says Iranian authorities seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz are intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports one of the ships has been allowed to continue on its voyage.
One of the ships is British. The other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called the seizure unacceptable.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guard say the incident never happened.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Trump said on Friday that the offer to help ease tensions in the political and economic dispute between Japan and South Korea, which threatens global supplies of memory chips and smartphones, lingering tension particularly over the issue of compensation for South Koreans forced to work for Japanese occupiers during World War II, took a turn for the worse this month when Japan restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. This is VOA News.